Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
I think we've done this from time to time where we ask people to send in the pictures of the things that are just randomly in their yard that shouldn't be there.
Oh, I love that.
So like the bathtub, the mattress, the whatever, you know, kitchen cabinets.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see that. I want to see the trash. Come on.
Something you put there temporarily that now you know is never going anywhere. We would love to see those photos and the explanation. 1-800-947-3979.
I'm just going to go ahead and post that on our social media at FBHW Show. Share your pictures of the things that shouldn't be in your yard.
Just one entry so far because it's still dark most of the places where the show is heard. That's definitely a Chevy Silverado. Looks like cab and a half. Back in the 80s, big dualies in the back, big Chevy. You can't be sure it's dualies except for the fenders flared out because there's no tires or wheels on it, and it's just up on a bunch of 4x4s that are stacked up.
Yeah, that's like an 89 Texas limo.
That's what I was saying.
Yeah, totally.
Well, there's a
That's a cool truck. I'd drive that.
Well, you'd have to
build another garage for it first. It would need some work.
At this point, it's a... It needs some help.
I wouldn't trust crawling under it.
No. I think there's an engine in the engine compartment. I see the hood is gone.
It looks pretty shored up.
Yeah.
Would you let your kids play under there?
No, probably not. Yeah. I don't think that'd be the greatest idea.
Not quite that shored up.
But the way that they stacked the 4x4s. Under it like a log cabin. it looks reasonably secure.
Yeah.
I don't think that's going anywhere, but I don't think it's not going anywhere because it's secure. I think it's not going anywhere because it's never going to go anywhere.
Yeah.
There are some funny pictures on Facebook. There is one lady Brenda, who shared a picture of a very rusted truck. Steve, if you want to pull up Facebook and check this out, it is rusted to bits. And she's got two potted plants in it, just to give it a little bit of spice, a little bit of decor. Oh. It's perfect, because if you were their neighbor, you'd be like, damn, that truck's been sitting there forever. It's been sitting there so long. There's the dirt patch underneath it where the grass no longer grows. It is a very nice old rusty truck.
Yeah, the ones that you know have been there a while are the ones that have sunk and into the ground a little bit.
We used to
have two vehicles near me. My next door neighbor had one of those, and I still think, he's not in the listening audience, I wouldn't have thought, but I mentioned it on the air one day, and within a week, it was gone, and it had been there for years, and I go, I just don't understand why people do that.
This looks cool.
Okay, that one actually looks, I actually thought it would be a much bigger eyesore.
I actually like
eyesore.
This one, too.
Yeah, it's definitely that patina, like you said, Steve. So, yeah, it looks kind of
They really put
quaint.
Some money into those mums in the back.
Yeah.
Holy smokes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they got 40 or 50 bucks worth of mums
inside 100 or 150 bucks worth of truck.
Okay,
I think that's generous.
What about this one? Steve, pull this one up next. Tell me if y'all like this. I think it's kind of creepy in somebody's yard. This is from Brian. It's a stack of frogs.
Okay, so it's a big frog on the bottom, a slightly smaller one sitting on his head.
That's Bud, Wise, and
Oh, yeah, and the top one has binoculars they're trying to see somewhere far.
Okay.
They're keeping frogs. That's weird.
Yeah, and they light up the binoculars.
All right.
Or there's some reflection from the flash.
Yep, cutesy yard art.
I want to kick that thing in half
bad. I want to just knock it over.
There's another one in there with a bright green and purple boat from John. And the boat says, joke's on you. I thought it was part of a monster truck, but it's just a really big, a really ugly boat.
Oh, it looks like one of those, like the offshore racing.
Yeah.
Joke's on you.
Yeah. It's,
like, is it even in the yard? It looks like it's half in the street,
half in
the yard.
Like it's quite made it into its parking spot, or the parking spot just isn't big enough.
1-800-947-3979. What's in your yard that wasn't supposed to be there forever, but is not leaving anytime soon? This text from Bob in Shreveport, Louisiana. My neighbor put a bed frame in their front yard, and we thought it wasn't going anywhere for a while, and then they proved it by planting flowers in the bed frame.
Oh boy, that's
like one of those metal.
That's really not letting go
I'm
of something.
Like a wood frame, like the bigger one, and they filled it. I know this is our front yard, but the top of the bottom photo was taken 3 days apart when somebody asked me, "Hey, do you mind if I put a few things in your barn because I had to move out of my house and then have everything moved out?" So the first photo on top is just a nice little old barn in the backyard. And then the next one is a U-Haul, like a big one, like the 24-foot one. Then a trailer, like a big long trailer.
Mm-hmm.
And then a small like yard trailer you'd use to haul grass clippings or something.
Yeah.
And then there is crap just everywhere. What did they put in your barn? Because there's so much stuff outside your barn. Like, what did they put in there? That looks full, too.
Mike on Facebook submitted this. It looks like it's a screenshot from his outdoor blink cam. He said, "Been draining this water heater for a week now."
Oh,
and it's just a water heater.
You think it's almost out?
It's like leaning up against this planter with a tree next to it.
Like, I have a dumb question. It's just that he put it out there and hasn't gotten it back. It's not really taking this a week to drain.
No,
like, is it just a pinhole?
It would have to be a really...
Because you can open a valve somewhere.
I mean, I guess if it's really plugged, really clogged with calcium.
When they replaced my water heater, they told me, they were like, this is something that you... Because mine had gotten pretty low because I had to replace it right when I bought the house.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, had this gotten out of hand for any reason or too old, like you can... It'll flood your whole basement.
Oh, yeah.
It's terrible. Definitely.
Yeah, they'll rust out.
And I was like, really? And they go, oh, my God, it's the worst. And I would never have, I was just like, whatever, dude. It's like 10 years old. They're like, it's too old to be in here.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you're lucky if you get a little bit of a warning.
Yeah.
Sometimes you'll just get a little bit of a leak, and it'll be a little wet around it, and you go, oh, boy, I got to do this. But sometimes it just goes, poof. And you got 30, 40, 60 gallons.
Nick submitted this one. My housemate's bus that is sort of converted into a camper and a trailer attached to haul race cars.
Do they have race cars?
Okay, well, I mean, it hasn't been sitting there that long, though, so it doesn't look like a total eyesore. It's not, the weeds aren't growing up around it yet, so, I mean.
Judging by the outside, this has not sort of been converted to a camper.
No, that's just
that's
a school
bus.
Yeah, and what did they put, a Folgers can on the inside for a toilet? There, now it's a camper.
And then they took the seats out and just put them out in the yard, and then behind that Astro van in the background that's just sank into the
wow. It's in quicksand.
Yeah. that one's been there a day or two. That
or
one's
what
been
is
there
that?
A little while. That trailer's nice, though.
Yeah.
That's a good trailer.
Yeah, trailer's the nicest part of that setup.
All right, this is a different category, but this person writes, it's a satellite dish that I assume somebody's grandparents put in that's in the backyard that I've never bothered to take down. I've just gotten used to it. And it's one of those big ones from the 80s when people first started getting satellite television where it's like, wow, can you talk to Jupiter on that thing?
Like a 10-foot dish.
Yeah.
Yeah. One 800-947-3979. Somebody says, look up the toilet garden in Potsdam, New York.
Oh, I can only imagine. Because I know there, I don't know why that's a trend with certain people in certain places where they'll take an old toilet and they throw it in the middle of their yard and put dirt in it and put flowers in it. Why don't you just get rid of the toilet instead of making ugly yard art? But a lot of people like to make ugly yard art.
Wasn't there a random news story like a couple years ago? We did it on the show where somebody was putting toilets in people's yards, and then people are pooping in them.
I believe so. Like, they're like, we don't even want these toilets, and now someone's dumping in them. Stop doing it. The person who sent the very first old Chevy we talked about writes, for context, we did crawl under that dually. We had removed the engine transmission, both front and rear axles. Believe it or not, it's pretty sturdy. It's a mishmash of 6x6s and 2x4s. It had to be parked because the frame's completely rotten. But we're going to put the entire drive line into the 85 Suburban. Hobbings is correct. It is a 1989.
There you go.
That's got to feel good.
It does. That actually does feel pretty good.
There's a documentary about the Potsdam, New York toilet garden controversy.
Yeah, it's called Potty Town.
Wow.
Can you click on that?
And it's made just documentary level?
I mean, it sounds like there's an argument. That sounds fantastic.
Well, somebody probably has taste, and somebody probably doesn't.
By the way, the bed frame in the yard is very much intentional.
Oh, no. Oh, boy. The worst thing that can happen is when you live near an artist. Because you can tell that's what this person is.
Oh, yeah.
With finger air quotes.
It's all fake flowers.
Yeah, apartment for rent. Good luck.
Yeah, so
inside old toilets that are dirty because they're in the dirt. And
we're talking like dozens, maybe hundreds of other people's old busted up toilets that this guy is acquiring.
Bathtub.
And then he just throws it in the yard and puts fake flowers in there. But his house is painted outrageously as well. And oh, man.
That's gross. Don't like that at all.
Yeah. Yeah. If
is that a urinal?
Yeah.
I mean, why not, right?
Ew.
Yeah, it's weird how that's more gross to me.
This one, from the 910. I have a 6-foot-tall metal rooster decorated with American flag symbols. His name is Major Cockburn.
There is a picture on Facebook from Timmy, and it is a Thought Yacht car. And it literally says a Thought Yacht on there. It's the craziest looking car.
What's a Thought Yacht?
I don't know. Steve, will you pull this picture up? It's got all kinds of additions on it. And I can't wait for y'all to see it because you'll know what kind of car it is, Hot Wings, I'm sure. But it just says Thought Yacht on the back right. Like how you name your boat.
Okay.
Like T-H-O-T?
Yeah.
Okay. Very strange.
I believe it's an acronym for that hoe over there.
Yeah, I had to look it up. I knew it was an acronym for something.
I'm not finding it yet.
It's a slang term for a slut.
You managed to say it in a way that made it sound so much more insulting.
Yeah.
Refresh.
The bed frame with flowers planted in it. Intentional play on words. Apparently, it's very common. People take an old metal bed frame like their kids, put it out in the yard. And then where the mattress would be, with a box spring, fill it with various flowers. Thus, you have a flower bed.
Oh, God. Oh, God. That's funny. Oh, yeah. It's unartistic people believing that they are artistic.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.